Don't forget these folks when you are ready to send out your thank you notes. Now, let's take a breath and settle in. As I said, it is indeed my privilege to welcome you all to this hour of music, poetry, and reflection. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we invite you to relax into this moment and take in these words from Wild Geese, a poem by the late Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination. Calls to you, like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things.
Light our chalice, the symbol of our shared faith and our gathered spirits. I'd like to share with you these words, intentions and trust. Today I want to greet joy without a trace of suspicion. I want to open my eyes to the light without a blink of dread. I want to look at my past without a whisper of shame. I want to look at my future without a hint of fear. Today, I want to dance without pausing to think. I want to belly laugh without caring who hears. I want to open my arms and twirl in the sun until I fall breathless, free to be myself, full of the joy that I open to allow, completely letting go without even a smudge of suspicion or a wink of hesitation. That's my intention. That's what I want. Please join me in our opening affirmation. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful. Let us open our minds to learn what is true. Let us open our hearts to love one another.
Now is the time for all ages.
We come from the fire, living in the fire. Go back to the fire, turn the world around.
We come from the fire, go back to the fire, turn the world around.
We come from the fire, living in the fire. Go back to the fire, turn the world around. We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around.
We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around.
We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around. We come from the mountain, living on the mountain. Go back to the mountain, turn the world around.
We come from the mountain, living on the mountain. Go back to the mountain, turn the world around.
We come from the mountain, living on the mountain.
Go back to the mountain, turn the world around.
Whoa, ho, so is life.
Ah-ha, so is life.
Whoa, ho, so is life.
Ah-ha.
Do you know who I am? Do I know who you are? See we one another clearly. Do we know who we are?
Do you know who I am? Who I am? See
one another clearly.
Do we know who you are?
Do you know who I am?
Do we know
who
you are?
See we one another clearly.
Do we know who we are? So is life about you, ah, so is life, whoa, so is life about you, ah, so is life.
Water make the river, river wash the mountain, fire make the sunlight turn the world around.
Heart is of the river, body is the mountain, spirit is the sunlight turn the world around.
We are of the spirit, truly of the spirit, only can the spirit turn the world around.
We are of the spirit, truly of the spirit, only can the spirit turn the world around.
Do you know who I am? Do I know who you are? See we one another clearly. Do we know who we are?
Do you know who I am?
Who I am?
See we one another clearly.
Do we know who we are?
Do you know who I am?
So is life, whoa, so is life about you.
fire, water, air, earth. We come from them. We return to them. We are made of them. So let us celebrate our beginningness and our beingness. Let us recognize who we are in the great family of things. Let us do away with New Year's resolutions, those strivings for perfection, those setups for failure. Let us instead open ourselves to the possibility that just maybe we are and always have been enough. Just maybe we can let this year be the year we learn to live with our failed resolutions, to accept that our goals are not always met, to remember John Lennon's reminder that life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. A number of decades ago, I had the privilege of spending some time with the late Angelus Arian, a cultural anthropologist and teacher from whom I learned in the Basque tradition about the fourfold way. Fourfold way is a simple teaching about being authentic, about being real. I didn't say it was easy. I said it was simple. It goes like this. First, show up. Second, be present. Third, tell the truth without shame, blame, or judgment. Just tell the truth. And four, let go of attachment to outcome. Stay open to possibility. Plan A for today was to have included a communal candle lighting, an opportunity for those here in the sanctuary and all of you watching from home to practice the fourfold way by sharing and giving light to our intentions for the new year. And then letting go of attachment and staying open and curious about the possibility of something more. But we are here with Plan C, and instead, you, in the comfort of your own space, might feel the world offering itself to your imagination, calling to you like wild geese, harsh and exciting. You might find yourself glimpsing fresh light through that tiny crack that exists in everything.
The birds, they sang at the break of day. Start again. signs were sent. The birth betrayed, the marriage spent, the widowhood of every government, signs for all to see. I can run no more with that lawless crowd, while the killers in high places say their prayers out loud. Now they've summoned up a thundercloud. They're gonna hear from me.
Ring the bell. That's how the light gets in. You can add up the parts, but you won't have the sum. You can strike up the march, there is no drum.
Every heart to love will come, but like a refugee.
Bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
That's how the light gets in.
I've been assured that it's normal and common to cringe at the sound of your own recorded voice, so I'm keeping cool here. I'm fine. It's normal. And it's nice to contemplate that message at this time of where we're all trying for flexibility and self-acceptance. Having to watch yourself sing and then get up and talk is a good challenge. I'm into it. Our theme this month is living with intention. Now, at this time of year, intention sounds like a fancy word for resolution, as in, I intend to lose 10 pounds, I intend to keep my office clean. Good intentions, those well-known cobblestones on the road to hell, which seem especially feeble right now with another wave of another new variant scrambling all our plans. Living with intention, what can that even mean? Historically, I noticed that most of my New Year's resolutions that fail by Valentine's Day have involved solid truth-telling, but plenty of shame, blame, and judgment, using Sulima's fourfold way terminology. And of course, they involve total attachment to outcomes. That's the whole point. Rejecting the old me, or at least the ugly bits, and seeking an upgrade. Replacement parts, that is the point. So maybe this is goal setting without a foundation in intention. I found out that the word intend comes from archaic French and Latin words that meant to stretch out, spread out, extend, increase. Then it came to mean start a journey. And then it meant to mean to purpose. And you can see how it has come to mean something like set a goal. But intend has deep roots. There's nothing of self-rejection in it. It's more like ringing the bell that still can ring. Author Philip Moffat has written that with goals, the future is always the focus. Are you going to reach the goal? Will you be happy once you do? What's next? Whereas, Moffat says, setting an intention is not oriented toward a future outcome. Instead, it is a path or practice that is focused on how you are being in the present moment. Your attention is on the ever-present now in the constantly changing flow of life. I want to say again, intend once meant stretch out, spread out, extend, increase. And now I'll add some other old meanings because I love the Oxford English Dictionary very much. To direct one's attention, listen, understand, interpret, attend to, minister to. Intend has all of that in it. And those old meanings remind me of a story you might know, sometimes attributed to the Cherokee. Within every person, the two wolves striving for dominance, one representing love and hope, the other hate and despair. And which one is stronger? The one you feed. This January, it's hard to make resolutions as the pandemic humbles our plans. So, when I try to voice intentions, maybe my question should not be, what goals will I accomplish? But, what wolf am I feeding? I close with a poem by Donna Markova entitled, I Will Not Die an Unlived Life, published by Mango Press in the book Living a Loved Life. I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance, to live so that which came to me as seed goes to the next as blossom, and that which came to me as blossom goes on as fruit. Cheyenne and Leandra Chapman are here for real, not recorded, and we are delighted. thank you, Leandra and Cheyenne, for your gift of music. Each of us brings gifts to our community. We bring our spirit, our perspective, our love, and our care. Our congregation would not be whole without the gifts of each of us and the variety of contributions that we bring. During the next musical interlude by Betsy, you'll be seeing on your screen how you might contribute financially to WOOF. But whatever your contribution, financial or otherwise, we are grateful for your offering.
Now, as we prepare to retreat into our time of quiet reflection, I invite you to consider some words from Annie Lightheart. This is from her poem collection, her poetry collection published this year by Fernwood Press. The collection is called Pax, and the poem is titled The Verge. Reason is a fine thing, but remember there are other ways to live, by instinct or passion, or even maybe by revelation. Try it. Come around again to the verge, that place of about to open, near where we comprehend and laugh and see. Why shouldn't something marvelous happen to you? Take even an occasion like this. A man, reading at night, looked up at the window to find a moose looking in. Interested and unafraid, with quiet dark eyes. He reports he has never been the same. He said it started the next night in the empty window as he watched his reflection looking right back through. He said he saw his own beauty, how even in the same old face, the quiet eyes were curious and ready to be there. This is the part of the service where Kim and I are going to wing it. And we're going to wing it, accompanied by some very quiet background music that Betsy will play during the candle lighting, maybe. Or maybe not. I think this is what we call structured improv. Is that a good phrase to use?
Structured?
Semi-structured improv. Okay, so you at home, if you had your holiday bag of goodies from Woof, you've got some flash paper in it, which I hope you have aired out because it doesn't like to light unless it's been aired for a while. And if you've been listening to the service, you have probably come up with some intentions, some thoughts and ideas about how you might like this next year to look, sort of. So earlier today, I sent out a message to some of our leadership folks, starting with the minister, our own Reverend Tracy Springberry, and to some members of the board, and asked them to text me their intentions for this year. We also have some people here in the sanctuary that we've introduced already. And if you have an intention that you'd like to share, we would love for you to come up and light a candle and offer that. Those of you at home, I hope that you will participate in whatever way is appropriate for you. And then once we've declared our intentions, we can light up some flash paper and dump all that old stuff that we don't want to be cluttering up our being. So, Kim, if you would go down and light the candles, I will gladly read what I've received from some of Woof's leadership. Starting with Tracy, who says, "My intention is to help us remember gratitude, joy, love, and interconnection." From our choir director, John Bowling. John says, "My intentions are to stay more connected with all the other dear people in my life, to funnel my anxieties and concerns into a, quote, what can I do today approach. And of course, to keep the music flowing however I can, despite all the COVID setbacks." And from an anonymous board member who says, "I want to work on my mental and physical health, both of which have been in sharp decline during these past two terrible years. Painfully honest." And from Evian, Axe, a wish, an intention for her daughter, for health and healing on her journey of self-discovery, and for herself to practice active listening and attunement.
I just wanted to say for the new year, I'm always going to try to assume good intent. It is such a trying time. And I also wanted to say thank you to everyone over the past 2 years who has shown up week after week and made our services, whether remote or in-person or hybrid, possible. It is so much appreciated by so many. Thank you.
My intention for this year is to live every moment with the best of intentions, with kindness, with as much peace as I can experience.
You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting. Over and over announcing your place in the family of things.